Baruch Chav Chesem and Beis, last two words on the line. It's a mitzvah. Let me set up what the Gemara is talking about. We're going in Reb Shimon's opinion. Reb Shimon said, there's a Gzeiras HaKatav, that when two Erevites follow Yibum, they are Erevites to each other, there's no mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza. The Torah says, even though you're not married to them, become biblically now, there's a halacha that they need to be released. But since there are two Erevites that came at the same time, and I mean by the same time means, you didn't take care of the first till the second showed up, the Torah removed the mitzvah of Yibum and Chalitza, biblically. Remember, Rabbanan don't remove Chalitza. Rabbanan only remove Yibum. The Torah removes Yibum and Chalitza. And the Torah removed Yibum and Chalitza. That's what Rav Shimon said. Then the Mishnah goes and says as follows. Do Rabbanan argue with Rav Shimon?
No. Two errors fall.
According to Rav Shimon, they go free.
No.
According to
the Rabbanan didn't touch it.
Everyone agrees that rice is single-free.
No. The ones who argue in Reb Shimon have no such drasha. They both follow Yibum and Chalitza. You can do Yibum to one and dispose of the other. Biblically.
You said they're both Erevites.
Again, they're both Erevites to each other, not to you. Reuben and Shimon marry sisters. They both die and they both fall to Levi. Biblically speaking, why can't Levi do Yibum to one? What would be wrong if Levi did Yibum to Reuben's wife? Shimon's wife would go free. She's a Chaisisha. What would be wrong if Reuben did Yibum to Reuben's wife? Zika, rabbinic. Bittumit is Yibum, rabbinic. Biblically speaking, he has two Yavamas waiting for him. He can't do Yibum to both. He can do Yibum to anyone.
That's
what Rabbanan hold. Came along to Rabbanan and said, no Yibum, but yes Chalitza, because they don't touch the Deraisa. But biblically speaking, there's nothing holding him back from doing Yibum. He's not doing Yibum to both.
What's the argument?
Reb Shimon says, there's a pasuk that says, there were two Erevites to each other, fall to Yibum, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. No chalitza, nothing. They are free.
He says it's a pasuk, but there's no pasuk.
He learned it from a pasuk. Lutzer. That says, B'shasha nas and tzara zulu, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. And if he would do Yibum to one of them, he would do a chorus. Because there's no mitzvah of Yibum chalitza. Biblically. Rabbanan hold, the one who's who argue in Reb Shimon, I hate to use the word Rabbanan because it's misleading. The ones who argue in Reb Shimon hold that there is a mitzvah of Yibum to one of the two. He can't do it to both, but he can pick and choose. Rabbinically, we have problems. Akhaisukukasai, Bitzumitzis Yibum, but these are all rabbinic problems. Biblically speaking, he can do Yibum to one of the women and the other one goes free. She's his wife's sister. Yes? Reuben and Shimon died. Reb Shimon, you're talking about.
Reb Shimon
holds
that Zika should be...
Nothing to do with Zika. It's Gzeiras HaKatav. There were two Erevites for all the Yibum. There's no mitzvah of Yibum.
Is that only two brothers and two sisters?
Two brothers and two sisters, or two brothers and a mother and a daughter, or two brothers and a mother and a granddaughter.
But he doesn't learn that Zika...
Nothing to do with Zika. Zika is a rabbinic concept. Till now. It's not Zika. Let me explain to you why. What would happen if Reuben dies and left over a woman? One brother, married to a woman. Can Levi marry that woman's sister? Not a Yibum. Stam, he wants to marry that woman's sister. It says the Kutsa, biblically speaking. What? That's Rabbanan. With the right that he can marry her. Reb Shimon wouldn't argue on that. Why would he argue on that? That's when two women follow the Yibum. It's his brother's wife. But when it's not his brother's wife, He doesn't ask a person from marrying, biblically, marrying his Yavama's sister. He's doing bad things. He's about to mitzvah Yibum. He's marrying a chayzuk. All rabbinic bad things. The Kedushin is Haifas. He needs a get. According to Rav Shimon, when two women fall to Yibum, they're sisters. There's no mitzvah of Yibum. If he would take one of them, he'd be violating Karas. The Kedushin would not be Taifas. It's his brother's wife. That's Rav Shimon's opinion. Drabbanan, again, I hate to use the word Drabbanan because there's two Drabbanans here. The Surei Drabbanan and the Shita of the Tanoim called Drabbanan. The Tanoim called Drabbanan don't have that Xeris HaKadosh. To them, two sisters of Ophel Yibum, biblically speaking, pick the one you want to do. If you want to do Yibum to one of them. You want to do Chalitza, give Chalitza to both of them. In fact, biblically speaking, you can give chalitza to one and marry the other. Achayis chalutzase is mutter mideraisa. It's all rabbinic restrictions. According to the sheet of the Tanoim called Rabbanan, Reb Shimon holds that when two Arabs fall to Yibum, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. It's gone. And when there's no mitzvah of Yibum, it's a brother's wife. And a brother's wife is a chi of karas. Now, here comes Reb Shimon and says something that needs explanation. Let's set it up. Reuben and Shimon married women, not sisters. Two women not related to each other. One of them happens to be a Shnia to Levi, and one of them happens to be, one of them is a Shnia to Levi. Shnia, secondary rabbinic erva. Biblically, she's 100% mutter. She happens to be his shniya, whatever one of those shniyas were when we learned them back in Zavchav. Now, Reuben and Shimon both die. They leave over their sisters, Reuben and Shimon married sisters. One of them happens to be Levi shniya. Not a biblical erva. Let's say two brothers left. You know what? For argument's sake, we'll say two brothers left. It really makes no difference. Reuben and Shimon married sisters. One of them is Levi Shnia. Now, biblically speaking, according to Reb Shimon, these women need nothing. Reuben and Shimon both died. Two sisters following Yibam. The Torah released them. No mitzvah of Yibam and Chalitza. One of them happens to be a Shnia to Levi. Zok the Mishnah that both of them get Chalitza. Both sisters will need Chalitza. Frank the Gemara, go Amar Reb Shimon, stay Achis Lichotas B'Misyam. Why in the world do they need Chalitza? These are two sisters that are following Yibam. There's no biblical mitzvah to do anything. Why are we giving them Chalitza? Let me explain even better. Till now, we only found chalitza being given when Yibum was a biblical option. And the Rabbanan, the rabbinic bodies, intervened and said, no Yibum, but yes chalitza, because it's necessary biblically. Here, there's nothing necessary biblically. These two women are totally free. They are two sisters following the Yibum. There's no biblical restriction to Levi or to Yehuda of any of the two. They happen to be sisters that fell to Yibam. Why is there mitzvah chalitza? They're free. They're free ladies.
According to
Reb Shimon, when two sisters fall to Yibam, they are free.
Not always. If there's a Yisr Erva, then...
There's no Yisr Erva here.
He does have that.
That's because she didn't fall to Yibam. Again, but she didn't fall to Yibam, right? There's no chalitza, nothing. That woman is totally free because she's an erva.
Both of them.
Now, if they're both falling to him, they're both free. If one's falling to him and the other one's not falling to him, only one is free.
How strong is the rebuttal? What's that point? The point to the other brother has no chance to position the two there.
Now, the problem here is, and let me explain the problem. The Rabbanim are creating a chalitza. We never had this yet. Till now, the Rabbanim restricted Yibum and left chalitza alone biblically. Here, biblically, there's nothing. That's what we're going in. Why in the world did they create chalitza? They created something. We never had this yet. Till now, all the cases of chalitza and non-yibum were when biblically they were eligible for both. Came along to Rabbanan and removed one and left the other. We don't want yibum, but chalitza is biblical. We're not going to touch that. We can't. Here, biblically, she's free. She needs nothing. There are two sisters that call the Yibam and Queen Jerem Shimon. They're biblically free.
But that was a drabbanon on one, right?
A side drabbanon.
Okay, but Reggie,
but that means they created chalitza. It's a new...
But he said something good. What would happen if one of them was an actual Erba?
But then she wouldn't be following the Yibam.
Well, maybe it's a Zera or two.
It's okay. So now you're creating a new drabbanon. You understand what you just did here?
Yibam. Maybe she might the other one be... The one that
one second. We never had Rabbanon create a rabbinic chalitza. Never happened. Till now.
So when they offered chalitza as a chotis,
it was always when biblically she needed any one of the two. And the Rabbanon intervened and didn't let Yibum, whatever you wanted to say.
They would be free and now they're adding.
Here they created a whole new chalitza. Biblically, nothing is necessary. We never had this before. We never had the Rabbanan come along and say, biblically, this woman is free. We are requiring chalitza.
What do you mean? Originally, it's your mitzvah.
Biblically, she can do yibum. Why can't she do yibum biblically?
Oh, you're saying... There's never a case where there's no Doraisa, and they're making up their own Drabbanon.
Correct.
Oh,
every other case, there was Yibum and Doraisa, and Chalitza and Doraisa.
Oh.
They came and said, no Yibum, but yes, Chalitza.
It was,
it was always a biblical Chalitza. It was never a rabbinic Chalitza. It was always a biblical Chalitza. Here, biblically, this lady's free. So the Gemara is bothered with this. Frek the Gemara, why are you making up a chalitza here? It's a whole new thing. We never had this before. Last line of the Mishnah.
So it's
Reb Shimon, he's talking. He's the one talking here. Zok the Gemara, Gzeira, Mishnah Mitzvah, Mitzvah the Alma. We're afraid if we let this Isser Mitzvah go free, then people will say she's free because of Isser Mitzvah. They won't understand that she's free because she's one of two sisters. They'll say, you know why she's free? Because she was an Isser Mitzvah. And they'll think that every Isser Mitzvah that falls to Yibum doesn't need anything. So in order to avoid that, they created a rabbinic chalitza. It's a whole new invention. They created a rabbinic chalitza.
It's a
mitzvah
the shni, you mean?
Yes.
They were
started
because of the
shni. Right. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Bama Reb Shem Mishteach, Yisrei Chotos, Boi Mishab. And my boy Chalitza. Hakimit the Midaraisa Chazi Livuma. Since the Midaraisa, she's fit for Yibam Skuki. She's bound to him. Babalush Shash Beis Achoyot. Like two sisters. Shinatu Tzar Zulazu. They fell together. Reb Shem Apaita Rachay Sekutka Mechalutza. And Reb Shem says this case is biblically absolved. Zerim Mishim Itzra Mitzvah De Alma. E Patris Lu, Ligamri, if you let it go free. Mandachazi, one who sees this, Sober Timer La Mishim Achai Zekuka, will think that the reason has nothing to do with Achai Zekuka. Mishim Itzra Mitzvah Hava, Ke'erva. Uptur Mechalita, it's like an Itzra Mitzvah. Vasi Lemit, he'll think it's because it's like an, she's Patris, Vasi Lemit is the Mitzvah De Alma, the Lanachai is Mechalita. He won't know the reason. He won't think it's because of two sisters. He'll think it's because she was an Isser Mitzvah. And people will walk away with the wrong idea. So the Rabbanan invented a chalitza. It's a whole new invention here. They invented a rabbinic chalitza.
We're going in Rav Shimon
then. All in Rav Shimon.
So people are going to stay in Rav Shimon Shita.
Yes.
Where
in the city of Rav Shimon, where they do like Rav Shimon, this is what people are going to say.
They're
going to
say that
an Isra Mitzvah doesn't need anything. They won't attribute it to the fact that two sisters are falling. They're going to attribute it to the fact that Isra Mitzvah absolves a woman from everything.
Why would they see, that's why they don't say.
Again, we're talking about people watching. They won't know it's two sisters. They won't know it's two sisters. They'll think it's the Isra Mitzvah. They won't know that the reason is because it's two sisters. They'll think that the reason is because it's an Isra Mitzvah. Again, this is the Gzeira. They might not know that the reason is sisters. People make assumptions.
We're going to Shimon now. It's a city.
Right.
All the other times, 50 times, they say a person's not is because of this. When they ask for Shimon's case, regular case,
they're talking in Rav Shimon's opinion.
I know, but
Rav Shimon is paskening that an Isra Mitzvah needs chalitza.
But before that, in every other case, was not an Isra Mitzvah. There's no chalitza, no yibo. Good. Now they have this case of Isra Mitzvah. Why is that?
You know, I mean, I hate to say this. How many chalitzas and yibum have you watched in your lifetime? Excuse me.
No.
How many chalitzas and yibum have you seen in your lifetime?
I never, because of a kayin.
Why didn't a kayin? Please explain to me, why does a kayin not be able to watch a chalitza?
I just made enough.
I know. I understand that.
But the whole message
I'm asking you
about that.
Again, but it's not like chalitzas are happening once a week. Chalitza is a very infrequent thing.
We might have said, so the whole Masech is like that, isn't it?
Again, but we're afraid that people will walk away with the wrong impression. It doesn't happen once a week. Especially, it doesn't happen that sisters fall every once a week. The two brothers die without kids. Doesn't happen. So people will make a mistake. See, I will tell you the same. You know, I'm going to try to say this as nicely as I can without saying it the wrong way. Not because I'm going to insult anybody, but because I have to be careful. You know, when you learn a masechta that deals with nus, you think that nus was a daily occurrence. And every day, eight times a day, Bezen Hadana was Asian dish. The Raya is, look at the Gemara. He talks about this nus and that nus and the other nus and the fourth nus. You think it happens every day. When you learn the Gemara about Yavamas, you think the Yibum was like a daily occurrence. At 10 o'clock they had one, at 12 o'clock they had the other, and at 2 o'clock they had the other. It's not what happened. Gemara is setting halacha. That doesn't mean it happened at a great frequency. Gemara talks about Chil Shabbos, people being Mechal Shabbos getting killed. It didn't happen every week. The Gemara says a Bezin that kills once every 70 years is a bloody Bezin. Even though text says it's not for whole Shabbos. That's not the point. We get involved in a sugya. We begin to think that this is the normal way of life. It's dealing with a halacha. It's not trying to tell me this happened every day. I don't mean, like, you know, somebody wanted, you read the Tuvos from Sefer and Ebenezer. You see all the shilohs he deals with. You can think he was living in the most corrupt society possible. Every shiloh of that magnitude ended up at his desk from all of Klal Yisrael. Wasn't that in his city, there were 15 people being mazan every day. It's not what happens. You have to take things in context.
I'll bring a riot to that. Because that is one yeshiva that sends out a chalitza shoot for the Israeli.
Happened. People don't know why they potted the lady. You don't want anybody walking away with the wrong impression. I understand now why you're making the Isra Mitzvah get chalitza. chaisa ma'ikalim anymore. Reb Shimon is making both get chalitza. He's saying even the other sister, who's not an iser mitzvah, who's one of two sisters falling, who biblically should go free, if she's not an iser mitzvah, then nobody would understand that it's because of iser mitzvah. She's not one. Why is he requiring chalitza for the other one? Two sisters fell. One is an iser mitzvah to Levi. We make that one get chalitza because people shouldn't think iser mitzvah goes free. How about the other sister? She's not an iser mitzvah. She's one of two sisters that fell. And we make her get chalitza, even though biblically she's totally free. Zokta Gemara, Gzeira Achaisa Mishum Lesedida. We're afraid that people will get confused. And they'll say, oh, you went free because of mitzvah. I see it's not the Isra mitzvah, but you remember her sister is. It'll get people confused. And we said both need chalitza. That was the rabbinic convention. Rashi. Just say Rashi.
Rabbi, yes. could you just please ask other listeners if they might mute their phones?
Can the people mute their phones, please? Thank you.
Thank you.
Tinechi itzer mitzvah. Achaitza ma'chaitza. Tivta mishem achaitza kuka da'okam ha'yamlet. She's a sister of fell the Yibu together with another sister. And nobody's going to make a mistake about her. She's not an itzer mitzvah. Shum l'asa dida, mishem bazel dida, the itzer mitzvah. It means basically to say, because of her good fortune or bad fortune, meaning she happens to be together with an Isra Mitzvah. Hai Lassi Yisru Lashonu. It's really an extra word. It means Mishum Dida. We're asking the other one because of this one. Frekti Gemara, Vagabi Erba Legazrinan. By Erba we didn't do this. By Erba we didn't say when one is an Erba, that you have, we said that one goes out and the other one is fine. We didn't say, well, after the second one, because the first one is an Erva. We don't think people are going to get confused with the one that's an Erva and the one that's not an Erva.
They would know that she's married.
But one is an Erva to Levi, a biblical Erva. Right? We say Levi can do Yibum and Chalitza. We don't say, well, don't do Yibum because people will think you're doing Yibum to the Erva. We don't do that. We're making Xavier the non-Mitzvah, it's a Mitzvah because it is a Mitzvah. So make Xera the non-Erva because of the Erva.
Xera
Erva? Xera Lissa
Mitzvah? Yeah, because it's a drop on it anyway.
I'll listen 1 second. What is Xera? People will confuse the two women.
That might be the reason that they're getting this
free, the reason they would be going free is because an Issa Mitzvah goes free. And the other woman would go free, people will say, oh, she was the Issa Mitzvah and went free. That means you're making Xera woman number two because of woman number one. By Erva, we don't mix the two women. We say the Erva is the Erva, and the other one is eligible for everything. And we're not saying that everybody's going to say, oh, the Erva was eligible for everything. People know distinctly one is an Erva and one is not. So why don't they know one is an Issa Mitzvah and one is not? Dr. Gemara, Shiny Erva, the Migmi Gmirla Inchi, the Kala Isla. Everybody knows the halachas of Erva, and everybody knows who is an Erva. Shnia, some people know, some people don't know, some people know the halacha, some people know the fact. It's much more prone to mistake. Erva is clear. Everybody knows that an Erva doesn't go to Yibum. Everybody learned that in school. And everybody knows who the Erva is, because everybody knows who's married to whom biblically is prohibited. Shnia is rabbinic yisurim. People aren't aware of that. And those who are aware don't know who is the Shnia, how is the Shnia. It's much more prone to error. Rashi. Zok to Rashi. V'gabi Erva l'gezrina. Yemaisa achas memasur olav is Erva. Aser ba mutra b'achaisa. Erva yaitse b'lei chalitza. We let Erva go without chalitza. I mean it. Tachlitz Erva gzerva shem achaisa. We don't say require chalitza because people mix the two up. Shein Erva, that's not an Erva, really even. Hanami l'Rav Shimon, Erva, mishin asu tzaris, amai masur l'chalitza, mishin gzeris achaisa. By Erva, you're not doing it. Why are you doing it here? The answer is the Migmar of Gemirla Inchi. Hakol Yehidim Shein Tzichin Chalitza. Everybody knows that Erva doesn't need Chalitza. Now, Chalitza Lav, Chalitza Kuki, and they understand the sister is different. But I'll tell the Mishra Chalitza Beloi Chalitza. And they won't say the Chalitza can go out. But Erva, the Nasal Tzarsa, Reb Shimon, Loi Kulam, and Gemir Yilchasa, this is Shem Shabbos. But the Erva of Reb Shimon, that they became Ervas by falling together, Not everybody knows the halacha. And Dimatkas Lablay Chalitza, so Nami Lameta Gachaita, she is a mitzvah Lablay Chalitza. If you let one go free, you'll let the other go free. But now, Kamina Churva is a mitzvah Alma. Migmeg Miri Inchi, Layadi Doi Ram Yakameh. They know the fact that an Arab is different. Now, Chaita Lab, Skukri, Chaita Skukri, people are also the Mishra Chaita Skukri Dalma. People are aware about Erva. They'll understand the Erva is different. Whether by Shnia, they're not so aware. They're not aware of Reb Shimon's halacha that much. And therefore, it gets more confusing and it's more prone to error.
Sorry.
Yes?
Why not just say, in the normal case of two sisters, according to the Rabbanan, you have to give chalitza to both?
That's halacha.
One, you have to give chalitza to the second.
That's halacha.
So why not say that the reason that they're doing it here is so that you shouldn't think by
because we're going in Reb Shimon's opinion. We're only going in Reb Shimon's opinion. In Reb Shimon's city, where they did Reb Shimon style, why was this the halacha? Dr. Mishnevite. I can't hear you. Because of Hasul Amali. Because when the Gemara got to Isser Paisa Achas Asuramam Isser Erva, the Gemara asked, we said this three times already. And the Gemara's answer is Reb Shimon talking. Again, it's being said by Reb Shimon, because Rabbanan said it three times already. Maskim, but it's Reb Shimon talking. The Rabbanan agreed. Rabbanan, we understand. It's Reb Shimon that's the problem.
How do we know that he's not just concerned about their opinion?
Well, he doesn't seem to be concerned when they fall two sisters with Yibam and he lets them go free. They wouldn't. Doesn't seem to be too concerned. He didn't say a word about, oh, but I'm concerned about the other opinion. By the way, rarely do we have that. The normal have an opinion. We might say, we're chayshish, we're afraid. But the Tanoim themselves? Why in the world should they worry about the other opinion? It's wrong. We, who come generations later, maybe it's like him, maybe it's like him, lack of clarity. But the Tanoim themselves? They're no Shiloh. Did what they did. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Shleisha Achim. Let's get the case straight. Three brothers. We're going to have a bunch of Mishnahs now with three brothers and sisters. It goes to another blot and a half, and then afterwards we're finished with cases for a long while, and we're without complicated cases. So it's a blot and a half. Some of it's a little bit complicated, some of it's not. Here I think it's a simple case. Shleisha Achim, Shneim, Nesum, Shtei Achis. Bechad Mufna. Reuben Shimon and Levi. Reuben and Shimon are married to two sisters. And Levi, single fellow. Mufna. He's a single fellow. Meis Echad Mibala Achyos. Reuben dies. At that point, Levi can do Yibum. There's no reason he can't do Yibum. Reuben died. I don't care who Shimon's married to. Shimon's alive and well. Reuben died. Levi, single fella, can do Yibum to Reuben's wife. No restriction at all. Right? The Asiba Mufna Maimer. And Levi made a Maimer. He didn't do Yibum, but he did Maimer.
Are there any Tzaras here in this case?
No Tzaras. Maybe no Tzaras in this case. No Tzaras. Again, Reuben died, Levi made Maimer. And then Achikach made Achav Hashem, and then Shimon died. So now you have Reuben's wife who has Maimer, and Shimon's wife who has nothing. Both following the Yibum Lelevi, we're not going in Reb Shimon's opinion. We're going in the Rabbanan's opinion. What happens? Levi wants to marry Reuven's wife. He did Maimer. He wants to do Yibum. But Shimon's wife is Achai Zukukasai. I mean, Reuven's wife is Achai Zukukasai. Shimon died.
I understand Achas because Mimer's only
Drabanan? Well, simply, that's how we've been learning till now.
What's the
question
that Mimer?
That's the question. You tell me.
Which one's making more stronger Zika?
It's making a bond.
It's nothing to do with
Yesik and
Zika.
Yeah, let's say Yesik. For argument's sake, let's say Yesik.
Second one that falls, now it creates a big problem.
No. That's the problem. No. So what happens now?
The second girl who's falling has a shvacha zika to Levi.
Right. That's, if you hold
ain't
zika, then
maybe... Zika. Let's for argument say yes.
The only time you can do yibum to someone is the zika strong. This is not. It's a weakened zika.
Why? Is it a mimer?
Yeah.
But can he do yibum to the first one?
What's called
Yibam
Macher Mimer.
If
you do that, that's a different
shayla,
no?
Of course you can do Yibam Macher Mimer. But here is a sister.
Which one is stronger? That's the question. Is the
Mimer
stronger than the bond
of
from the second sister?
Zakti Gemara, Zakti Mishnah. Beishamai Ayimim, Ishta Imai. He can go do Yibam. Valazu Teitzim Hashem Achais Isha. Now there's going to be, I want to make it clear. A, there's going to be multiple pshatim in Beis Shammai. Number one, in the Gemara. And number two is, there's multiple pshatim in the Rishayim in those pshatim. I am going to stick to the way the Rashba understands Rashi.
Without either.
What?
Without either
Yibam. Yes. Now, I want to explain it the way, again, I want to make Havdama. There's going to be multiple understandings in Beis Shammai. And in the multiple understandings in the Gemara, there's multiple understandings in the Rishayim. So I'm going to stick to one shot and hope it takes me through the sugya. So the way I'm going to learn now is, the way the Gemara understands, the beginning according to Rashi, is that Mimer is rabbinic. But as Corey pointed out, when you do Mimer, it dwarfs the Isser of Achai Zukukasai. You did Mimer to Reuven's wife, so even though Shimon died, sorry, Mrs. Shimon, I'm already bound stronger to Reuven's wife. I don't have to be concerned about you, even though you are zakuk to me. But it's been weakened considerably by the fact that I did Mimer. So I can now go do Yibum to Reuven's wife. Once I do the Yibum to Reuven's wife, you're my wife's sister. Goodbye.
You go to the shop.
She goes to the shop. We allow him to do Yibum. That's the Kiddush. Even though had he not done Mimer and Reuben and Shimon had died, we would say no Yibum, only Chalitza. But since he did Mimer to Reuben's wife, we say go finish the process with Reuben's wife. Correct. Halazu Ishta Imai, Valazu Teitzem Shemachai Tisha. Again, the Gemara will change Pshat and Beis Shammai. I'm learning Pshat and Beis Shammai the way Rashi seems to learn it. In the beginning.
The rice said that Mimer is garnish, right?
But the rice of Zeke is garnish.
What?
But the rice of Zeke is garnish.
Well, originally, it was a good Zika.
Zika?
Yes. No. Only one died so far.
Yes.
Okay, so it's regular. Forget the Mimer. He could marry the lady.
He could. Yeah, but then Shimon died. Yeah, but then Shimon died.
Okay, good. Now Shimon died. So it's. We have two ladies.
We're not going to Reb Shimon's opinion.
So, Athos, very good. Athos is Kassa. Also, there's no actual Isser. So what's...
Drabanans are also Isser, you know what I mean?
Let me be the second girl if I want, right?
Midaraisa.
Yeah.
But Midarabanan, you can't. Midarabanan, they're both Achai Zuka Kassa.
Okay, so... Rebbe said, now let's...
So, Beis Shammai said, since you did Mimer to the first one, we will waive Achai Zukukasai and let you finish the process.
Midrabanan? What?
Yeah, Drabanan, exactly.
Drabanan said, you know what? Since you started it.
Since you made Mimer, and you strengthened your bond with that lady, we're not going to let the second lady interfere now.
It outweighs
the Chayes of Kukasai.
It's all
Drabanan.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Is a get the Raisa or is a get the Rabbanan?
Get to a Yavama? Or get to a regular lady?
I'm just generally, the concept of get. Is
the concept
it
of get is a biblical way to sever a relationship with one's wife.
So what we're talking about here, at least according to Beis Hillel, is that everything is the Rabbanan.
According to Beis Hillel, it's for sure Rabbanan, and therefore we don't let anybody proceed.
But there's a get to Rabbanan, there's a...
but we're not dealing... Right, I didn't get to Beis Hillel yet, but yes. Let me get to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel, no, we don't let you proceed. But since you made a mimer, which is a rabbinic kedushin, we require a rabbinic divorce to remove that. And then we require chalitza to both of them, because they both fell the Yibum. You can't do Yibum. You have to do Chalitza to both of them. So Maitis Ishte Beget, Ube Chalitza, he has to give his wife, it's not his wife, it's his rabbinic mimer, his mimer wife. He has to give her a get to remove the rabbinic mimer, and then do the Chalitza to remove the biblical bond, the Eishes Achiv, and Shimon's wife, he does Chalitza. Zui Shamru, this is where Chazal said, Oiloy al Ishtai v'Oiloy al Eishes Achiv. Woe to him that he can't continue marrying his rabbinic wife, and woe to him he can't marry his brother's wife. He has to get rid of both of them, and he's not allowed to marry either of the two. That's what the halacha is. Yes, Harvey, now I'm ready for your question.
I'm just, all of my questions are based on the same confusion, I think. I'm just trying to figure out when any of these processes are deraisa and how they are interacting with some of the rabbinic concepts of the same thing. I was trying to figure out why a get would be needed. Chalitza is a deraisa concept.
Right.
I was trying to understand with the rabbinic concept of mimer, why a get would ever be needed.
Mimer is a rabbinic marriage. So it requires a rabbinic divorce to remove that rabbinic act of marriage.
Well, why wouldn't it require something else other than a get? I know it's stupid. It's all my questions are the same thing. It just seems to me that a get is deraisa. Why would it even apply to a...
Most cases, get is a deraisa. In this case, it's a drabana. We just give it the same name because it's a bill of divorce. To cancel out the act of Kedushin. Now, Kedushin doesn't apply to Yavama. So it was only a rabbinic act of marriage. So we have a rabbinic bill of divorce to cancel out the rabbinic act of marriage.
So when we were talking about giving chalitza, and in the much earlier, we give chalitza in certain circumstances that were not necessarily designated deraisa. Was that also a rabbinic chalitza, or was that just straight?
Except for recently, we always had cases of chalitza when biblically he could do both yibum and chalitza, and Rabbanim banned him from yibum. So the chalitza
right.
was biblical.
It was biblical.
At the beginning of today, we learned that according to Reb Shimon, sometimes Rabbanim even invented the rabbinic chalitza.
Okay.
They're rare,
so
but
have,
it happens sometimes.
So we have these, I don't know, step-down things. We have rabbinic chalitza, we have rabbinic gets, and Mimar isn't really...
It's all rabbinic at this point.
It's not quite Kedushin, but it's kind of a beginning to chalitza, to Kedushin
right.
or something like that.
Beginning to Yibum. Okay. Mimar is a beginning to Yibum. Right. Right.
Well, isn't Mimar also used in a regular marriage? Oh, yeah, because it's Hebrew.
Regular marriage is called Kedushin. It's biblical.
Yeah, yeah.
See,
yeah,
Ruby
yeah,
wants
yeah,
to
yeah.
marry a girl. The way to marry her biblically is to do Kedushin. When Reuven wants to do Yibum, he doesn't have to do anything, just live with her. The Rabbanan instituted, they didn't want a person to go directly from 0 to 100.
Right.
They wanted the relationship to build. So they said, you know, do Mimer. We'll create a stronger relationship and then go and be Miyabim her.
Right.
So it was a Rabbanan invention that you shouldn't go from 0 to 100. That your first contact with this lady should not be halachic contact, should not be living with her, which is what the Torah said. So the Rabbanan said, you know what? Give her a kedushin, like you would do to a regular lady. You would give her a kedushin, then you would do nesuah. You wouldn't do it in one shot. So therefore, do the same thing here. Give her a kedushin, which is rabbinic, and then continue on to Yibum. That was the purpose of Mimer. But once it was instituted, it became a reality. Mimer is a rabbinic way of bonding with this woman. That rabbinic bond has to be removed if you're going to free her without Yibum. So you do that by writing a rabbinic bill of divorce, puts her back to where she was, and now she gets chalitza.
Got it. Thank you.
Am I written?
Yes.
A follow-up to his question. In a normal case, Reuven dies, he leaves behind one wife. So Shimon has to do Mimer first before he does
Doesn't have to, but he could.
In other words, doesn't have to, he can go to 100. He doesn't have to start at 0.
I don't think it's a biblical rabbinic requirement. It was rabbinic advice.
Okay. And my second question is from a different side of it. If a person, in a normal case, Reuven dies, he has one wife and he has two brothers left, and one of them does Mimer. So after he does Mimer, he decides he doesn't want to marry her. He gives her a get, midrabanan, right?
Yes.
Does he have to give, does he have to do anything else, or can the other brother marry her?
Oh, the other brother cannot marry her. That's over and done with. The minute the guy did Mimer, the other brothers are out of the picture. You're asking me who should do the chalitza. That'll be discussed. Whether it should be the one who did the Mimer and the get should do the chalitza, or can the other brother do the chalitza?
But the chalitza would
be... Yibum is out of the picture. The minute one of the brothers did Mimer, the other brother is adios.
Okay, so I'm repeating myself. So the guy who does Mimer, he does a get me the Rabbanan.
Correct.
Let's say he's the only one that's left. He's the only one. There's only two brothers and one wife. So does he have to do anything after he does the get midrabanan?
Somebody has to give her chalitza.
Okay. Thank you.
Somebody's got to give her chalitza.
He has to give a get first before he does chalitza.
Oh, he can give the get after the chalitza, but the get is going to be necessary besides the chalitza.
Okay, thank you.
Because of Mimer.
So is Mimer equivalent to saying in a way that we don't care about the...
Beis Shammai is saying, you do Mimer, we don't care anymore. All the rabbinic Yisurim of Zika and Bittul Mitzvah Yibum out the window. You did Mimer.
He's saying Mimer is very strong.
Correct. We're going to have an opinion in the Gemara that's going to say Beis Shammai holds Mimer as biblical. I didn't go there yet because at the beginning Rashi seems to learn it's rabbinic. At the end of the day, Beis Shammai is going to say Mimer is biblical. But we're not going there yet. We're still at Mimer being rabbinic.
All along we've been learning
it's rabbinic.
We had a sheet this earlier from Gamaliel where you didn't meet, where one was married to a katana.
We're going to get there in a second. I shouldn't say a second. I don't know if we'll get there today. It depends how long Rashi takes me and how questions take me. But it's the very first line of the Gemara.
The purpose Rebbe said once, 2.5 weeks ago, the purpose of Mimer is to throw every other brother out the table.
That's why people do it, yeah.
Okay, now, if that's the case, so we're
not the only purpose, but it accomplishes that.
That's the purpose.
No, the purpose is not to go from 0. The purpose is not to go from 0 to 100. The purpose is not to go from 0 to 100.
Okay, therefore, in my humble opinion, the only person here that's involved is Reuven.
Correct.
Shimon's out of the picture.
He's, rabbinically.
He's not a fisher.
Rabbinically.
Why can't Reuven miyabim her?
Because his sister fell to Yibim. Shimon's wife, Shimon died. Tachayit and Kukasai. Well, Beit Shammai says he could be miyabim her. Beit Shammai says it's Tachayit and Kukasai.
Originally it wasn't.
But now it is.
Hetcher.
Let's say it would have been no mimer, and Reuven died, and 3 weeks later Shimon
died.
Yeah,
I'm saying the mimer is doing something.
That's what Beit Shammai said. So you're saying Beit Shammai Svara. I did a great job of explaining Beit Shammai.
I would never do that. What would I do that for?
Rashi, Ishtayimai. This is Beit Shammai. The mimer kiknusa damya. We treat her like as if she married already. And when the sister falls, she does it after her from Achaisa Kukasa because he's already a mimer. Now here we're going to learn like the Rashba learns later. After he does Yibum, we have to add that piece. It's not that she goes out now. When he ends up doing Yibum, she goes out. Meaning again, at this point, the second one is not free yet. That's how they learn in Rashi. It didn't do any biblical thing. But since we let him do Yibum, when he ends up doing Yibum, the Rashba adds that to Rashi. I said, I am picking one way to learn the Sugya, and there's multiple ways to learn it. That Valzu Teitze, after he does Yibum, doesn't add the words, he adds the explanation. After she does Yibum, she goes up Menachalitza Mishamachalitisha. Before he does Yibum, she doesn't go free. After she goes Yibum, she has free. I'm sorry. Rashi didn't say, I said there's going to be multiple explanations in Beit Shammai and multiple explanations in the opinions. Taisus doesn't learn like I just said. But again, I have to pick one and go with the one. So whatever one I pick, that the sister is free completely. The Shimon's wife goes free completely.
That's the way for the evil.
She doesn't say anything. He doesn't say when. He just says she goes free. You could say because the other one had mimer, so she's already free. But that's not what Rashi. The Rashba doesn't learn Rashi that way. Again, I'm trying to pick one way of learning. There are multiple ways to learn. Whatever way I pick, there's going to be other ways, so I'm trying to pick one way. Yes, Corey?
What if you do Talitha with the second one's wife before you give the mimer?
Well, then she's free for sure. I mean, can he do Yibum after that? Pashut it's not. It's Achayis Chalutzasai. I don't think mimer would cancel Achayis Chalutzasai. I don't think it would.
That meaning that's stronger.
Again, I have no proof. You're asking me my opinion. That's my opinion. We'll continue with Shem tomorrow.